Good morning. Thank you, Chair. Vice Chair, thank you so much. My name is Chilando Chitangala, the mayor of the city of Lusaka in Zambia, with a population of 3.5 million people, and 70% of my population live in peri-urban area. And out of the 3.5 million people, 26% of those are youths. And then Zambia has a population of 20 million, and 52% of the country population is also youthful. So that means more than 52% of the population is very youthful, and we need them for the future. Education-wise, the government introduced free education. We've had free education, but the new government, which came into power 3 years ago, introduced free education for all. So this has helped a lot of children in the city and in the country go back to school. But at the same time, we also have challenges of children or youths that have not gone back to school or fell out of school then. So what the government has done is that they've introduced what they call, what we're calling CDF, Community Development Fund. And this Community Development Fund has got a component of skills development. So we are encouraging the youth group from the age of about 14 to 35 to go and do skills training. And this has helped us a lot because a lot of youth have gone back to be trained in carpentry skills barbing, becoming tailors, and also doing any other things like carpentry and bricklaying. So this has helped a component of a youth group that has gone back to do skills training. And for that, we also have another challenge in the city where health is concerned. We have a problem with alcohol and drug abuse. This age group, there's an age group that is abusing alcohol and drug. So that has brought a big health challenge in the city. And during the time that we have COVID and now, we have seen an increase of HIV and AIDS cases in the youth group between the ages of about 15 to 24. So that is very worrying. And then apart from that, as a local authority, what we're doing also is making sure that we do a lot of sensitization in the communities. And apart from that, we have what we call a youth group, junior council. And this junior council, what we do is we advertise in public schools. They go into essay writing, and the winners become join the youth group, and they become mayor, deputy mayor, and all the councillors. We have 38 wards, so 38 junior councillors. So it means that they help us in sensitizing the communities, also in issues of fighting climate change. They take part in all that, and also just sensitizing the communities in all other things that the councils do, especially in decision-making, where we have to use a bottom-up approach. Apart from having a junior council, the council also has a Youth Climate Action Fund that was that we won from the Bloomberg Philanthropies, and the Youth Action Fund has empowered youths in the city that are working or doing anything to do with fighting climate change. So that has helped. We have encouraged them and empowered them. Apart from the biggest, one of the biggest challenges of alcohol and drug abuse that I've mentioned, what we've done also is, as a council, we've realized that some of these children that are taking part in these bad vices, it's a problem of where they are coming from. Probably because a certain percentage of our people, our population, are in informal sector. So mothers and fathers go and go to the markets the whole day, or go and do their jobs the whole day. So they leave children behind. So the council has introduced early childhood development in our communities. That has been supported by one of our funders, a British charity organization. So this early childhood development is starting now. This is when we're in the process, but it will help us also make sure that the youth group grow up and parents also will come to this community halls that will introduce early childhood development for good parenting. This is what we're doing in the city. And apart from that, we have also partnered with government in making sure that the CDF also has a component for loans and grants for youths that are being encouraged to become entrepreneurs. Thank you.